His sister, Joan, bought a chess set in the candy store above which they lived.
He was pretty soon completely obsessed by it, so much so that his mother took him to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist said, well, there were more things to worry about than chess. Relax.
At 9, Bobby played his first organized tournament. By 11, he was a regular in New York's chess clubs.
Bobby was a chess sponge. He would walk into a room where there were chess players, and he'd sweep around and he'd look for any chess books or magazine, and he'd sit down and he'd just swallow them one after another, and he'd memorize everything.
He decided when he was 8 or 9 or something, they wanted to be world champion.
I was getting pretty good when I was about 11. I started to feel pretty good.
He said he read 1,000 chess books, and he absorbed the best from every one of them. I think he had the equivalent of 100 PhDs in chess.
While the rest of us were concentrating on school studies and sports and girls, he memorized everything that was to be known about the theory of the time.
Bobby did what you had to do to become the best player in the world.